Well, this week, the Premier is going to add yet another title to his string. He'll end up Premier Dr. Sir Johannes Bjelke-Petersen if he has his way. Can you tell us how it came about that the Premier was awarded a Doctorate of Laws?
Well, I mean, to most people that sounds pretty extraordinary, particularly in the current situation with the kind of amazing things that have been done with the law in Queensland lately. But basically that decision was made by the Senate. Most of us know who's on the Senate. It's basically
the Senate of Queensland University.
Yeah, the Senate of Queensland University, yeah. Representatives of business, representatives of the church hierarchy, National Party appointees, and people like that. So it's perfectly predictable that that particular group would want to give that kind of endorsement to the Premier. What happened at Oxford when they wanted to give Margaret Thatcher a similar degree was that they had a meeting of the academic community and they threw the whole idea out. If they'd done the same thing here and consulted the academic community at Queensland University, you'd find the same thing would have happened. We had a staff association meeting this week where it was virtually unanimous to protest about the decision to award this degree.
So what's formal the protest take? Is there agreement?
Well, there's a whole lot of different views. There's quite a large number of staff and students and other people who would like to make a concerted attempt to stop Bjelke-Petersen entering the hall. Now, there's been quite a bit of debate on campus over the last couple of weeks about that. We've heard all the Liberal arguments about this would be a violation of Bjelke-Petersen's civil liberties, that somehow we're denying him his democratic right to speak or do whatever. But this is the sort of thing that comes up whenever you've got a conflict between essentially the power of the state or people that speak for the system and people that are trying to oppose the system. You know, we heard the same arguments about trying to show hostility to people like Blaney, racists like Isenk and Jensen, the sort of people they bring onto campuses who have no trouble ever in getting their views heard normally. And if you think of that in terms of who controls what gets to be said publicly in universities or on the media or whatever, except on stations like this, think how many SeekWeb strikers we've heard over the last few weeks on television or on the radio explaining what the strike's about or why they're organising pickets, you know, what sort of situation they're in now. They just don't get the right to speak at all. And that's where those Liberal arguments start getting really shonky. The people with power in the system make the decisions like the Senate have, disregard, in this case, probably the views of the majority of the workers, staff and students on campus, and then they go on to start bleating about the possibility of violence, as if somehow the university was some sort of ivory tower, you know, separated from what's going on outside. I mean, presumably it wasn't violence to sack those 1,000 striking SeekWeb workers and throw them and their families onto the Zoll. It wasn't violence for Vince Lester to talk about trying to cut off their dole. It's not violence when, if they're in Housing Commission houses, as soon as they're one day behind with their payments, they're threatened with being thrown out of their homes. I mean, there's this kind of separation for that kind of Liberal of a notion of violence involved in a symbolic attempt to stop Bjelke-Petersen entering the hall for this honour that amounts to the university endorsing the Queensland State Government's actions, and then the kind of violence that goes on daily outside, often produced by the Queensland Government, like in the case of the SeekWeb workers, or the situation of Aborigines, of course, is another very obvious example, where you've got people living in a society whose violence they feel every single day.
Basically, you're asking people to come along to the protest this Friday.
Yeah, we're hoping to get a really big turn-up. I think there's going to be a range of different actions. People have talked about a range of different protest activities. Some people want to make a determined protest. Other people want to stage a range of other activities that will show opposition. But everyone is basically united in hostility to the awarding of this degree, which amounts to an endorsement of the Queensland State Government.
Certainly it's clear on campus here at Queensland University that even the more conservative members of the student union are supporting some form of direct action to oppose the awarding of the doctorate to Bjelke-Petersen.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, obviously there are political differences between different groups. We had the student president at the last forum we had last week saying that students weren't really interested in Nicaragua or South Africa or whatever. They just thought, if they were liberal students like the president, that basically it rather devalued degrees to give one to someone like Joe when he hadn't earned it. So you've got a spectrum right through from that kind of liberal position to people who can make all the connections between what's going on in Queensland, the kind of attacks that they've been on education, the kind of attacks they've been on Aborigines, the kind of attacks there are now on workers' right to organise, you know, people, socialists who can make those kinds of connections. So there's a whole range of groups organising to make this protest on Friday, which starts at 4:30 outside the main hall, as big as possible. There's also going to be a rally on Thursday at lunchtime out here, when there'll be a whole lot of speakers also talking about why people should get along to that protest and make it as large as possible.